The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 12 noon Central Time, where we are on this Monday here on the Power Hour. And Power Mall's open, 877-817-9829 for those who want to call in. And Order J is standing by. Before we get into the, God, there's another recall, and more bird flu news and all that other stuff. It affects your health, right? Well, I got a message for you people out there that have been unvaccinated. You know, I mean, are you done getting ridiculed and shamed? And, boy, have I got a message for you. Listen to this.
Message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors. People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity. They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. And they did it because they thought they were alone. And they believed that, well, they were the only ones. Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, but they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice, and it's time to make it count. I'm Brad Wilder. Thanks for watching. This is Wake Up Canada News. Till next time.
Amazing how that works. And that's Canada, for crying out loud. But see, it works here in the United States too. Isn't that amazing? I had to play that, you know, because that's a neighbor to the north, right? Putting the word out, because there were people who actually fought the jab and fought the mandates. There are people here who did the same thing. So that message is for you as well. Gotta love that, huh? I thought I'd give you a little inspiration as we open the show this hour. There is a recall involving more than 20,000 pounds of frozen beef products. Now, this is the USDA that's doing this, Department of Agriculture. They announced in a news release on June 4 that a California-based importer, South American Meat Inc., recalled 20,111 pounds of various frozen raw beef products because the items weren't presented for reinspection to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service upon entry from Uruguay. These were shipped to distributors, restaurants, retailers, and institutions in Arizona, California, Oregon, and Washington, all within the Ninth Circuit, all within Libtardville, where all the retardandos live. So, you know, they get to deal with this. They've been urged not to consume or serve them. Product should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase, according to the USDA. All because it didn't get to inspection. Whether it's good or not, we don't know. I mean, what do they do when they inspect it? I mean, it's already processed meat when it comes in, right? I mean, there's no place to stick a thermometer, right? I mean, at least, you know, when you go into the doctor's office and, yes, I'm here for my rectal temperature, and the nurse is looking at you weird and going, gee, sir, we don't do that anymore. And we just point this little gun at your head and squeeze the trigger, and when it beeps, it tells us how hot you are. My, how science has advanced, huh? I know some of you out there are disappointed. I know. Bird flu has confirmed in Wyoming cattle herd. This is the 12th state to record infections, according to the state's ag department. Been detected in a dairy cattle herd. Yep. Inspectors with the USDA's National Vet Services lab confirmed the presence in the herd in Wyoming. The first confirmed case of avian influenza virus in Wyoming. All right. Decreased milk production. That's basically what it does. The risk to cattle is minimal. The risk to human health remains very low. Since late March, the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus has been reported in more than 80 dairy herds across the country, and they've been dealing with it so it doesn't get to you. Somebody in Mexico died, and this puts it up at the top of their list of panic buttons. Nope. Sorry, but there is, you know, see, here's the thing about trust in government. Where is yours? That's what I'm talking about, folks. It's crazy. We've expanded our food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading section to include something for those of you that are suffering from black spots on tomato leaves. Yeah, it is a fungus, okay? Black spot fungus. All right, just so you know, tomatoes are perennials. For those who didn't know that, usually affects the lower ones first, the leaves, following by yellowing and dropping of the foliage. It reduces our outright, destroys yields, and eventually kills the plant. So, if you go to your garden center and pick up a bottle of Flowers of Sulfur, all right, that's all you got to do. Then you get yourself an old pair of pantyhose or a pair of knee highs and fill it with the powdered sulfur and tie it shut. All right. Now, holding it by the knot, you dust the whole plant with it using a bouncing motion as if you were playing with a yo-yo. Be sure to dust the soil around it as well, plus any neighboring plants, and repeat as necessary. The writer haven't found this to affect the soil pH much. As an aside, this method works very well to apply other powders in the garden and around the home, such as diatomaceous earth, which I got a bag of the other day, and I'm going to be spreading it around my place after the show. Yeah, I know. I got weeding to do outside. Gotta love that. We'll move on to the Second Amendment news here in just a second after we take a phone call. Sherry in Kansas, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. When you were in the military, did you ever catch KP duty?
Yep, sure did.
My son told me.
Yeah, it's a joke.
My son told me that he caught it, and they were having a surf and turf dinner. And when he was unwrapping the steaks, or it was it said grade D for military and prisoners only.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see,
USDA,
that's not the
way. Grade D.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, let's feed the military that crap. Oh, my God. You know, see, when I got KP duty, I mean, my whole crew, when we were in the military at Fort Ord, California, we had this black drill sergeant. And see, most of us were white. I think there was only one black guy in my unit that was doing KP. And we had that place spit shine. So what does this black drill sergeant do? Staff sergeant, rather. He goes and gets this big 5-gallon bucket of water and turns it upside down on the floor and goes, oops. I mean, we're all standing there watching him. And he just made work for us. I mean, this is the stupidity of the military. There could have been other things we could have been doing, but no, this guy had to be a real jerk. And see, that's one of the reasons I have a real hard time with this military these days, Sherry. But grade D meat. Oh, thanks for letting me know that. I went back for seconds on the burgers.
Thanks. Bye.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Wow. Craziness, huh? All right, let's move on to Second Amendment. We got a bunch of news there. Still nothing yet on Malinowski. But the Arkansas Supreme Court is letting judges ban guns in the courtrooms if they so choose. According to the state Supreme Court, just ruled that judges individually can ban guns from their courtrooms and in other rooms in courthouses where official business is conducted. This was a divided 3-2 ruling. They granted circuit and district court judges the authority to decide whether to allow firearms in the courtrooms or other areas, with the decision being issued less than 2 months after it ruled that state law allows attorneys to bring guns into courthouses, but left unresolved the matter of whether this extends to courtrooms. So there you have it. See, but no word on Malinowski now. Haven't heard back from Bud Cummins yet. I try to stay in touch because I want to know when the ATF is going to tell us the truth. They supposedly are still investigating, but I mean, if they had no body cameras, I mean, it was a simple ask, right? You guys didn't have body cameras, all right? So there's no video. You guys covered up the ring camera so nobody could identify who went in, right? Gee, what are we supposed to do with the investigation? I don't know. Nothing. We killed the guy. What more do you want? Now you can sit there and make him a prime example for the gun show loophole. Yeah. Works great for them when it's the feds, but how many people would have done the same thing? How many people would have heard that front door crash in and thought it was a home invasion? What do you do? Go run and hide in the closet? Oh, what? What do you mean you don't have a gun? Huh. Interesting. Remember when the BLM showed up in St. Louis suburb? And the McCloskeys, Mark McCloskey and his wife Patricia, stood outside their home facing off with a Black Lives Matter group of protesters. There were like 500 of them in the subdivision. And he was waving his Colt AR-15 rifle and a Bryco 380 caliber pistol around. The city took him. Yeah. Well, you know, Kim Gardner, the DA there that was a Soros-funded prosecutor. Well, Republican Missouri Governor Mike Parson pardoned the couple. McCloskey sued in 21 to get his guns back. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, said the judges denied that request in a subsequent appeal. So, they got a St. Louis judge to expunge the misdemeanor convictions, and now the couple wants their guns back, now that they've been expunged. A mostly black neighborhood in Hartford, Connecticut, has turned to a group of armed citizens to help patrol their streets, hoping the move cuts down on the prevalence of violent crime in the area, according to the New York Post. The armed group calls themselves the Self-Defense Brigade, made up of about 40 legally armed citizens. Members volunteer to patrol Hartford's North End and wear body cams. They generally patrol the streets on nights and weekends. They've got access to drones and 75 home surveillance systems that keep an eye on things. By monitoring the feeds, they can pinpoint where potential crimes are being committed. The group's founder, Cornell Lewis, pointed the finger at Democrats in charge, saying the machine in Hartford is either unwilling or unable, incapable of doing it. People are paying their tax dollars. They're not really getting any kind of service. So we want the people to understand, number one, self-defense is not a dirty word. Of course, the Indian Democratic mayor, Arunan Arulampalam, he's condemned a group. Oh, this will devolve into vigilantism. No. Lewis denied members of the group are vigilantes. They're all members trained in discipline and legal security, according to the Post. Lewis himself is a fourth-degree black belt and has trained members in hand-to-hand combat. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, mugging some lady walking down the street and these guys up a can of Bruce Lee on him, right? The group started patrolling the streets after two men were left dead from the Walk in the Light Church of God last February. See, there's always a reason why people come out and do the right thing, huh? Gotta love it. And, of course, the Democratic Party's not going to like that. Look, if you guys want to be victims of home invasion, just plunk a sign out there in front of your yard that says gun-free zone, and we'll forget about you. But if you start screaming during the middle of the night, yelling for help, don't call me or anybody else that's armed, your next-door neighbors included. You brought this on yourself, moron. In COVID-related news, there is a study out. The viral load or quantity of SARS-CoV-2 in the nasal cavity does not predict disease severity. This is a JAMA Open Network study. Huh. Dr. William Schaffner, professor of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, who was not involved in the study, said he was not too surprised at the findings. They contradict the earlier studies that found that patients with severe COVID tended to have a high viral load. Nope, just the opposite. Pre-existing immunity, folks. It was there. Yep. He added COVID pneumonia, a complication associated with severe COVID-19, is known to be determined by the body's immune response and less so by viral load. So that would mean that if you're taking the right stuff, like I do, and you get your stuff from the Power Mall and you stay healthy, guess what you're not going to get? That's right. So, you know, 877-817-9829. Come on, we got to stay on the air, folks. If you don't donate and all of a sudden you turn your radio on or you go to the internet to thepowerhour.com and there's no signal there, you'll know what happened. So we need your help. We got to make our 25th anniversary, folks. Donate and shop to the Power Mall. Here's something. Now we can move on to cancel culture. This is most interesting. British invasion is what it's called. The article says the crisis in American news media has led to an unexpected result in a very short time. The invasion of executive news suites and news editors by British editors, who experts say bring a killer instinct to news gathering while notably downgrading the diversity quotient in news leadership. Think about that. You didn't trust The Guardian or the BBC for reporting news? Well, Will Lewis is the publisher of the CEO of the Washington Post. Robert Winnett is executive editor, Fleet Street. He's involved in the Post now. British players are gaining a significant foothold in the media industry in the U.S. here. CNN's CEO Mark Thompson, Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Emma Tucker, Bloomberg News editor-in-chief John Micklewaite, Daily Beast content chief Joanna Coles, and the outlet's new executive director Hugh Doherty. In the media, everybody's floundering as legacy media takes continual hits. Everybody's looking for the magic ticket that appeals to consumers and advertisers, said Mark Borkowski, a London-based British publicity image and crisis consultant, told The Wrap. It's about perception of who is successful and therefore doing something similar going to lead to similar success. But as UK media execs are being handed some of the biggest jobs in the US journalism, some question whether the choices are what America's democracy needs. Everybody's screaming about how we have a crisis in local news, said Jeff Jarvis. He's a journalism professor at the College Central University of New York. I say we have a crisis in national news, too, at this time when fascism is at the door. Oh, yeah. Now, let's focus here. We have one more cancel culture news for you. Texas Democratic Convention featured speaker is a drag queen story hour performer. Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Only in El Paso, Texas. Can you imagine that? Ended over the weekend. The Texas Democratic Convention. And they got a drag queen, transgender activist Charlotte Clymer, gun control activist David Hogg, and a full-time drag queen, Brigitte Bandit, who has big you-know-what melons. Not quite as big as the teacher up in Canada. Remember that? That had the triple whatever they were. Double Z's or whatever. I don't know. You can go to sleep on the things. Anyway, it's like bringing yourself a portable mattress. This drag queen claims to have worked with children for over a decade, and she said it out loud. He said it out loud at the convention. Bandit regularly posts sexually explicit photos on Instagram, has hosted several drag queen story hours for kids, read to kids at a face painting drag story hour with arts and crafts at the so-called all ages family dragtivity day. Oh, there's a new one for you. In Austin, Texas, of course. It's becoming the new town of fruits and nuts. Seen on video performing a show in front of several very young children. Bandit argued that children are safer at a drag queen story hour than in their own schools. He is a biological male. Spoke about the necessity for hormone blockers for trans kids at a three-day convention. Gender-affirming care is life-saving, Bandit said. We have a duty to protect our most marginalized communities. Trans kids deserve to grow into healthy adults. Yeah? How's that going to work? Yeah. Happy Pride Month. Tom in Ohio. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Pretty good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. What say you?
Well, I was watching an episode of Laugh-In the other day from 1971.
It's Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and now here's Dan and Dick. That kind of Laugh-In?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they were doing the news of the future, 50 years from now. This is 1971. Oh. News from the future, 50 years from now. Pentagon spokesman said that he wishes all the student protesters would just go home so we can fight this war in peace.
You bet your sweet Bippy.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, if you watch that show, which is it's on a binge network.
Right.
Their news back then was just as timely as it is today. I mean, you know, the saying, the more things change, the more they say to stay the same.
Yep.
Yeah, they were talking about the same things we're talking about today in 1971. So, you know, and it's because they got a new generation. Every time a new generation comes up, they got a new bunch of people that they can fool and brainwash. And that's why nothing changes, because we just keep falling for the same old stories.
We do.
The same thing. We do. That's over and over again. For instance, Brady's call, you know, talking about using civilians for as
human shields. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've been hearing that all through Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. They're just using people for human shields. And about the tunnels. I believe it was on Joyce's show when they were talking about the tunnels in Palestine and Gaza, about how they were digging tunnels to Egypt in order to smuggle things like food and medication into Gaza. You know, so all those tunnels aren't just for defenses.
Nope.
So, you know, but, you know, and then you said, about trusting the government. Well, you know, here we go. We're listening. We're trusting the Israeli government to say they're just using them for human shields, and they're just putting them in huddles, putting Hamas in hospitals to make it look bad when we kill all the doctors and the nurses and the patients. Yeah.
Yeah, they obviously, Tom, they got an agenda. We know they got an agenda. There's no arguing with this. And, you know, I'm glad nobody called during Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld's appearance last Friday on the show, because we'd be pussyfooting around with that thing. And as soon as people brought up the fact that the Palestinians are being abused and sacrificed, you know, on behalf of a Zionist regime, she would have started screaming like Frau Farbesna, bring in the clowns, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, craziness.
Yep, and it just keeps going on and on.
I know it.
And, well, it's sad that people we just can't wake up to it on a mass basis, you know?
People wake up every day, but... I know they do, but, you know, see, here's the thing. I'm really thinking here that come November, we're going to find out whether people have woken up, like you said.
Well, I'm hoping they do, but keep your expectations low and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Tom. Thanks. We've got some new news in the pet news. This past week, Inotiv, the parent company, the medical research firm Envigo, agreed to pay $35 million for their horrific breeding operations, the largest ever fine in an animal welfare case. The Justice Department, along with animal welfare authorities, removed over 4,000 beagles from Envigo's facility. Envigo was raising the dogs to be sold to testing facilities where they would have eventually been tortured by high doses of toxic substances. Most would have been killed at the end of the testing or as a result of the drugs. It's common for beagles to be chosen for animal testing because of their calm temperaments. 60,000 beagles are the victims of experimental testing each year. At Envigo's breeding facility, where the dogs were bred and kept before being sold to labs, the conditions were just as bad. Department of Ag found many instances of animal cruelty. They noted things like 25 puppies who died of cold exposure at the facility, maggots in dog food, animals with medical conditions that should have gotten treatment but didn't. Dogs were euthanized without sedation, drinking water, filthy cages infrequently cleaned. Now they've been whacked for $35 million. I think it should have been more. Should have put them out of business. Newly released, for those of you conspiracy theorists out there that think OJ's guilty. He's dead now, of course. The FBI has released 475 pages of documents revealing details of the 1994 OJ Simpson homicide investigation 2 months after the death of the Hollywood star and NFL superstar, right? Simpson was tried for the murders of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Rod Goldman. He was cleared of the charges in 95, but was liable for the deaths in a civil suit, had to pay more than $30 million. He's maintained his innocence until his death from prostate cancer at the age of 76. Newly released files focuses on the collection of testing of forensic evidence from the crime scene, including fiber and blood samples, as well as hair samples from Ms. Brown Simpson and Mr. Goldman. The fibers in question were from the infamous white Ford Bronco Mr. Simpson used to flee police in the live televised car chase. Remember that with Al Collins after being served with arrest warrants? Yeah. And more. The Apollo 8 astronaut who took the Earthrise photo has died at the age of 90 in a plane crash. Crashed off the Washington coast near Jones Island, Washington, in his Beech A-45 aircraft. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson paid tribute to Mr. Anders. This is William A. Anders, Major General, recalling the historic Earthrise photograph taken from lunar orbit during Apollo 8. And Greek authorities have confirmed that they found Dr. Michael Mosley's body after a five-day search on the Greek holiday island of Syme. According to the Daily Mail, his body was reportedly discovered in a rocky region alongside the Aegea Marina after an extensive search led by emergency workers. The 67-year-old Daily Mail columnist was last seen in the village of Petty before he was discovered. Amazing how that works. And we have gotten through all of the news that's fit to print, fit to read, and fit to analyze. After our bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour, we're joined by Edward Bartlett. Around the world, lawmakers push back against feminist threats to democracy. He's been on here before. He's got more news and updates. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour with Edward Bartlett. Yes, it's 12:33 right here. It's 1:33 where Edward Bartlett is. And of course, he has been on the show before. He is the founder of SAVE. This is an organization focused on fairness and due process on college campuses. Over the course of his career, he's worked as an Army medical corpsman, community health director, educator, professor, journal editor, author, risk management consultant, government regulator, the nonprofit sector, almost like the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. My God, what haven't you done, Mr. Bartlett?
Dave, I have never been introduced that way before, but thank you so much.
I just, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show because, you know, I mentioned this earlier when we were talking about these feminist threats to democracy and how this whole thing was working. And now we're seeing all of this Palestinian, pro-Palestinian and all this other stuff. And I had, like I said, Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld was on the show and she's like, well, it's all because of the law professors and all the, or the professors at these colleges are inciting this thing and they're putting out this propaganda. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Who's running the show here? What say you to all this?
Well, let's be perfectly clear. Feminism comes from Marxist ideology. Okay. If we don't understand that one key fact, we're going to be totally buffaloed and confused by the various feminist claims. Marxism is, of course, is all about dividing the world into oppressors and the oppressed. So feminists, no surprise, they've come up with this concept called patriarchy, the oppressive patriarchy. And by definition, women, all women, are deemed to be the victims of the oppressive patriarchy. So we have to understand that key fact in order to understand all of the craziness associated with current day feminism.
But I mean, is that like a precursor to lesbianism? I mean, is what they're trying to promote?
Lesbians will talk about a lesbian relationship as a pure form of a partner relationship. Okay. So in other words, they don't have to become tainted with any kind of involvement with a heterosexual male. Of course, the truth is, if you look at domestic violence rates, this is according to the Centers for Disease Control, domestic violence rates are far higher among lesbian couples, whether you compare it to male gay couples or compare it to heterosexual couples, far higher among lesbians. So go figure.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I know I'm hearing myself in your speakers now. I think it's probably because of the fact you're not wearing headphones like I am. But we've talked about the Domestic Abuse and Violence International Alliance, or DAVIA. It's got 143 member organizations from 35 countries in Africa, Asia, Australia, Europe, Latin America, and North America, seeking to ensure domestic violence and abuse policies are science-based, family-affirming, and sex-inclusive. I don't know. Half these organizations, I wonder, I'm confused about the way some of them operate, because I'm really thinking here that the whole thing is there to try to disrupt the family unit.
Well, you're totally right. And so Karl Marx himself described the family, the nuclear family, as, quote, oppressive to women. Okay, he viewed that as the hearth of the oppressive patriarchy. So it's no surprise that feminists in many various sundry ways are working to undermine, eliminate the family and substitute the government as the new family. So, yeah, again, this traces back to Marxist ideology.
Yeah, I mean, that could almost, like, you know, this whole conversation would come to an end, because, I mean, that's where this is all going. The thing is that when you find out this global public opinion, it's turned against feminist ideology. Can you cite some examples of why that is? Because, I mean, right now it's in our face.
It's very much in our face. And the survey is called Ipsos, IPSOS. They released their latest results in March, which, of course, is Women's History Month around the world. So they do this survey every year. And for the first time, they found that among younger populations, younger respondents, a majority of respondents said they viewed feminism in a negative light, as being more discriminatory of men than anything else. So, yeah, the whole playing field has shifted, and of course, feminists respond by becoming even more sharp, even more aggressive, more critical in their tone. So, yeah, that's just kind of the way Marxist ideologies work.
Well, and see, in August, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis abolished the gender studies major at the new college, and a similar move is currently being debated in Wyoming as well. But you look at the Texas Democrat convention in El Paso over the weekend, and they had a drag queen as one of the featured speakers, Brigitte Bandet. And I'm just like, and he goes out and admits, oh, yeah, I've been hanging out with the kids and telling them all about gender affirming care and how it works. And I'm just like, wait a minute. So here we have guys dressing up as women going around and making fun, and they're gay and they know it. And then on top of that, and it's not that I'm not familiar with the culture, because I've seen it. And, you know, when you have relatives that are involved in the profession, or people who have associated with relatives in the profession, and folks, it becomes a very, very small world when you see this stuff. And they pretty much are like have outed themselves to the point where you can't go anywhere. And you see them walking down the street. It's all part of Pride Month. I mean, this is Pride Month. I mean, they need a whole month. I mean, this look at when the Chiefs quarterback Harrison Butker made mention of the fact that, yeah, they need a whole month to display pride. And they jumped his case for it. And it got a Kansas City, Missouri employee fired because he did it. I mean, the woke is just it supports this nonsense. And now, you know, I have looked at the statistics. You can't tell me that these people that have been gender affirmed have not eventually committed suicide. The suicide rates are huge in that population.
Well, absolutely. And this whole gender ideology, gender affirming care, it's not just a U.S. issue. It's an international issue. And again, people ask, well, where did that all come from? Well, if I told you this came from Karl Marx himself, would you be incredibly surprised? Well, probably not, because, again, Karl Marx not only wanted to eliminate differences of economic class, he wanted to eliminate all differences of social class or social differences. What better way to eliminate differences of male and female than to simply decree, oh, well, there's 52 genders or whatever the number is. There's X number of genders. Take your pick. And what better way to confuse the entirety of society than to especially to tell kids, oh, well, you're a biological male, but maybe you're really a female and you need to check that out. So, again, this all can be traced back to Marxist ideology.
And when you have Ketanji Brown Jackson identifying during Senate hearings that she doesn't know the definition of a woman, and I'm like, okay. And she's writing a new book. She got $900,000 advance on, according to today's news, called Lovely One. I wonder who she was talking about.
Right. Well, since we have been talking about this from an international perspective, let me, if I can, fill you in a little bit more. So
sure.
Let's start with Argentina. You may know the president's name is Javier Milei. He's a libertarian. And literally just a few days ago, he completely shut down the Ministry of Women and Gender and Diversity, completely shut it down. In El Salvador, the president, his name is Bukele, he has ordered that all reference to gender ideology be removed from the schools. If you go to Europe, a month ago they issued this CAST report saying that this is all a bunch, the gender ideology is a bunch of hooey. There's no science behind it. So I could kind of go on and on, but the point is that the overall trend, the arc of history, if you want to use that phrase, is moving against from feminist ideology and gender ideology.
But then you have the survey of adolescent family violence finding that 23% of females compared to 14% of males had ever abused a family member. That's kind of the craziness of this whole thing, is that women, according to this, what you're telling me is that women who are conflicted have more of a propensity to abuse another family member than males do. Is that right?
Yeah, that survey was done a couple of years ago in Australia, and it really reflects what I'm seeing as an international trend to women becoming more, not just more aggressive, but more violent. And it seems literally daily I see a newspaper report or a video, a social media video of especially teenage girls beating up, you know, I mean, viciously beating up other teenage girls, you know, hurling their head against the pavement. I mean, it's amazing that this has not resulted in an outcry, really. And this is global. We're seeing these violent women. That's become a global issue.
And the thing is that now you have women who want to be men to complete the lesbian relationship. Because there is, you know, one of them's got to be, you know, stereotyped. And people like Ellen Page, who then became Elliot Page, and now she's trying to look like a boy, goes and has a double mastectomy. Obviously, there's going to be some serious issues down the road. And we always try to keep an eye on the ones that have stood out and have tried to be, you know, fend for the cause, so to speak. It is beside me that, you know, we don't have Satan operating in the midst. But of course, Karl Marx, he wasn't a transgender, but he did propose, you know, total confusion in the ranks, which is where I think, you know, our conversation's been headed. Brady, you are on the phone with Edward Bartlett. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to bring up Caitlin Clark. I wonder what you think of how they're treating her now that she's entered the WNBA. Most of them women in that league are lesbian, and they do not like Caitlin Clark. In fact, they didn't even allow her to play for the Olympic team. They actually blue-balled her, if you want to see.
Well, yeah, Brady, I left that out of my cancel culture report this morning because I agree with what you just said, that the WNBA, and you know what? But Caitlin Clark said, you know what? I don't care. I mean, she'll pack auditoriums and arenas wherever she goes. She's a great player. She doesn't let this stuff get under her skin. I think she's doing the right thing. Just because, you know, she was in Iowa, she's a country girl, she's tall, she's great, she's got agility. I mean, she deserves to be where she's at, albeit I think they should have paid her more. But, you know, the thing is she's going to get there. I mean, her career is just starting out. I don't really think, and when I first read that article you're talking about, Brady, I just kind of like zeroed in on the real fact, and that is Caitlin Clark represents what everybody, what every female athlete wants to do, and that succeed in their chosen profession without being displaced by a transgender male. And that's really the bottom line to me. And they've invaded sports, too. I appreciate your comment, Brady. No, that's a great point you make. Mr. Bartlett, your comment on that.
Well, you mentioned the pay for Caitlin Clark, and I don't know what her pay is. But if I can comment more broadly on that, this is one of the myths that feminists have been pushing about the so-called gender wage gap, claiming that women are being underpaid for the same work. Well, that claim is so utterly absurd, and I'll explain why it's so utterly absurd. If that was true, employers would simply stop hiring males. They would only hire females. It was really true. They were getting the same work for less pay from the females. So that's just another bunch of hooey that the feminists put out there in order to push this patriarchal oppression narrative. And it's time we call it out. And also you use the word, I think you said demonic. And I totally agree with that. I think we need to start thinking about that. You know, we're not just talking about people who are slightly off kilter. These are people who are acting with an evil intention and with an evil agenda. It is evil. We need to call it out.
We do. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in on this discussion. You know, I thought the figure was like 100,000 a year, and it goes up from there as far as Caitlin Clark. I really admire what she's done, and I really think if she looks at this thing, I mean, women have the sports thing. I mean, there's been so much confusion because now they want to have biological males who think that they're females play in women's sports because they would basically get their butts kicked in men's sports. And this is one of the reasons why they changed. And to me, it's just disruptive in the school system. And I don't see why the taxpayers should be having to pay for stuff like this.
Well, it's just another absurdity that we're seeing with this transgender ideology and the plethora of biological males in women's sports. Of course, it spells the end of women's sports. I believe there was a recent bicycling event that I saw. They had a female bicycling event on the winner's podium. Guess what? First place, biological male. Second place, biological male. Third place, a biological female. Now, and actually there have been surveys done, national surveys in the U.S., found that the vast majority of the American population is utterly opposed to this nonsense. So, you know, come November with the election, I think we're going to see some changes afoot.
Why do you think that this is affecting people so? I mean, these people only comprise, what, 1% of this LGBTQ, let's get Biden to quit? I mean, that's how I remember it. What is motivating these people that just 1% that think they're going to change the world?
Well, you know, it's hard to speculate too much on motivations, but I see it as, again, a reflection of the not only the Marxist ideology, it's the Marxist fanaticism. You know, if logic cannot carry the day, you have to replace it with fanaticism, and you have to replace it with emotion. So you may recall there was a march in New York City for LGBT Pride Month. We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. That's not just an expression or a motto. They truly meant that.
I know they did. And I remember that exact march and how panicked people were. This is probably one of the reasons why we're seeing a rise in homeschooling across the United States.
It's an astronomical increase. I've been told that by my friends in this area that run these schools, they don't have room for all the applicants. They have to turn them away, whether it's a Catholic school or a non-religious school. They're filled to the gills, and they just can't handle all of the influx. But think about what's happening right now. The American public is losing its trust in their public schools. I mean, that in itself is a tragedy of epic proportions. And we're paying a lot of good money to these schools to basically indoctrinate our kids into gender ideology. There's something wrong with that.
Aren't they cracking down more so now on teachers that are promoting this? Aren't they getting a rasher of it from school administrators, or is this stuff really widespread and it's still ongoing?
Well, it's both of the above. I believe there's 20 states that now have laws that prohibit keeping secrets from parents about gender changing of students. 20 states, but in the other states, hey, it's an open game, right? Teachers can pretty much do whatever they want, as long as it doesn't, I don't know what the limits are, because the limits seem to be non-existent. So, yeah, if you're in a state like Florida, you don't have to worry a whole lot about indoctrination behind your ears or behind your head. But if you're in California or other states, yeah, it's a totally different picture. And it's sad that our society has become so divided on this issue and on so many other issues.
Well, but the big thing is, well, what did you do at school today? Well, I went in the closet, and the teacher has this closet for people who want to dress up and be somebody else while they're at school. And then they, at the end of the day, after everybody calls them by the pronoun or whatever name that they want to be known by, for whatever character they want to play. I mean, this is worse than play acting, because these people are going to go on in real life having been stained. And it only takes a couple of these incidents to totally destroy a child, and then they grow up and their life is totally warped and they do not respect the sanctity of marriage. Is that a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, marriage is definitely in the crosshairs of the feminist agenda. But actually it's worse than what you just said about schools. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's girls in schools thinking and believing that they are cats, and they make mewing sounds. But not only that, they demand that the girls' bathroom have a kitty litter box so they can urinate in that kitty litter box. That is really happening. I know it's a fact. So it is, things have gone so far astray that, you know, yeah, we have to talk about evil.
Yeah, in fact, they're biting people as well and scratching people. They're behaving like cats. No, I know what you're saying, Edward Bartlett. It's, man, is this whole society, folks, this is one of the reasons we have to go to the polls. We have to make sure that we get the right people in here that are going to make the right changes and preserve our sanctity, the sanctity of marriage and the sanctity of our Constitution. Again, Edward Bartlett, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And with the SAVE Foundation, it's called saveservices.org. If you need more information, there's a lot of news stories on our email blast. And we invite you to look at that and see what we have been talking about here on the show. Edward Bartlett, thank you so much for joining us on today's show, The Power Hour.
My pleasure, Dave. Be in touch.
You bet. And folks, we're out of time for today's show. What can I say? It flies when you're on the run. And we are. We will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, do something honest, forthright, and nice for your neighbor. Engage in a conversation. Walk in love. And we will see you tomorrow. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.